This is called natural resources. Bears had been seen on the road, black bears, young males thrown out the den, nipped out by their mothers, romping over the green drop cloth of spring. They tore up the last worm fences in that county, those relics of another life, 1860, 1870, and raked the wood for termites. They scared cows and old men picking up trash along the road. Too early, the young males tried mounting sow bears to make more of their perfect selves. When bitten hard and worn back, they looked joyous even then, so happy to be alive. After 200 years of decline, they were managing an upswing. A new era had come. Now, when the population dropped to less than 500 statewide, the legislature had responded. It closed entire counties to bear hunting over the protest of farmers and sportsmen, voided the bounty system, banned hounds, tripled the number of game wardens. It established the Cranberry Wilderness, a 50,000-acre swatch of mountains, and made it a sanctuary. This was public land, bought back from timber companies when it was nothing but fire-scarred leavings. No vehicles allowed, no guns. 2 decades passed. Black bears took to this stony land and, to everyone's surprise, other ruined places. They found the first-generation strip mines, exhausted of coal, the mountains carved down to nubs and benches and abandoned like botched pieces of pottery. The strip mines grew lush with exotic plants the coal companies seeded there to stop the entire county from slewing downhill in wet plates. By the time the legislature made it law to use native plants for mine reclamation, there was little left to reclaim. Autumn olive and Japanese rose overwhelmed everything, so tough and spry the worst winds couldn't bend them. Tartar honeysuckle matted the slopes in a rich, unnavigable pelt, an otherworldly green, something out of a movie set. In hindsight, a good place for shy things to lose themselves. When the strip mines filled up like hotels, the bears spilled into an old quarry, then hillside farms gone to briar, to sapling, to forest. They needed just this much rock. They suckled cubs, owned the ridge lines, and toppled apiary boxes in singing clouds of bees. In consternation, in awe, you gazed out the window. Now, Tuscarora County wasn't used to seeing bears. Many would deny their existence for years to come. Once something had been taken away, it wasn't given back. Elk and wolves, mining jobs, and cheap gasoline. Even a village where the Army Corps of Engineers flooded a valley. So it took a while to believe these visions. A black cape cracking itself across a midnight road. Or what looks like a dog, then emphatically is not a dog. Cubs rolling down a hillside like cannonballs. Near nightfall, on Fridays and Saturdays, a caravan of trucks and cars made its snaking way to the county dump. People lined up at a distance you couldn't call safe. When the natural light turned soft and blue, bears eased off the mountain and sifted through trash. Soft human cries went up. A bear gripped a bowling pin in its mouth. Another savaged a washing machine, rocking it back and forth. Metal cringed. A wealthy store of rotten cabbage was uncovered in all its septic glory. Now, the show attracted a Democratic swath, coal miners and lawyers, nurses and accountants, old and young. This went on for months. If you leaned out the window, a bear would delicately take a lollipop from your pinkly offered palm. Snap, 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 went the cameras. You could smell its hide like sour milk. They called it the poor man's safari. A woman drove there with her children. She wanted a picture of her youngest with a bear. She wanted the child to graze the mystery as people lift babies from the throng and lean to the president's drifting touch. She took the boy, smeared his hand in honey, and put him out there so sweetness could be licked from his fingers. Moans and nervous laughter from the cars. She had her camera ready. Two bears came loping. And the Department of Health and Human Resources absorbed 3 children. The county fenced off the dump. The good times were over. And they say this was once home to the happiest bears on earth. Not only are they giving us their toddlers, they're dipping them in honey first. That really happened. I was there.